Fred Film Radio.
Joining us at this time is Chilean director Matias Rojas Valencia, who recently presented his latest film at the Tallinn Black Nights. Matias, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi.
So, we're going to be talking about your film, A Place Called Dignity. This is a film that revisits a dark page in the history of Chile, told through the story of a 12-year-old kid. But perhaps you'd do a better job in telling the story of the film than me, especially because this is inspired by real events, right?
Yeah. Colonia Dignidad, Dignity Colony, was a particular sect. Most of the settlers arrived when they were children or were born inside the place, which made it easier for the leader to control them. On the other hand, this place was protected by the Chilean civil military dictatorship from the early 70s until early 90s, and it was shaped as a state within a state. It was like a micro country protected by the dictator Pinochet. And once the dictatorship was over, this place continued operating during democracy, and something that can be understood those days given the wide circle of protection that he had from different power spheres. During the years of existence of Colonia Dignidad, many settlers tried to escape. However, the same police from this zone, closely related to Paul Schaeffer and their people, returned them to the colony, resulting into brutal punishment such as electric shock, solitary confinement for years, and even death. So this place, the Dignity Colony, is a very special sect, as I say, and the time that exists, this place was for 40 years, you know.
I mean, revisiting this part of Chilean history, I understand, is not new to you. Your previous film Roots also talked about German settlers of the south of Chile. What is it that interests you about this exploration of history? And does it in a way coincide with a personal interest of yours, perhaps a personal need or mission that you have as a filmmaker to talk about these things?
Yes. In particular, in A Place Called Dignity, first of all, the German settlers of Dignity Colony is a different is in a different time from the settlers that I speak in Root, because the settler that I speak in Root is the settlers in the south of Chile, but in North Patagonia is far away from Dignity Colony. But I like this those topic because I'm really interested about the country wounds, the country scars. For me, it's very important to look back what we did, what happened in our past. And in particular, in Dignity Colony, in A Place Called Dignity, everything started when, as a child, I had a specific interest in this place. When I was 12, we went with my family to the restaurant that Colonia Dignidad had opened to the Chilean public. In the place, caught my attention deeply, and I was greatly shocked with the faces of some of the settlers who worked there. They evoke me a profound sadness and resignation. Those images stuck to my memory forever. And many years later, when I began the investigation for the movie script, for the writing, I found out that many of the settlers working at that restaurant during those years did so under punishment, torture, and the effect of pills that they had to take daily. I'm a part also of a generation that grew up hearing constant news and information about Colonia Dignidad, such as the big scandal that took place in the late 90s regarding the escape of their leader, Paul Sheffer, to Argentina, the south of Argentina, who was supported by politicians, military and police in post-dictatorship times in a so-called democracy, you know. And Colonia Dignidad is a mystery up to those days in many ways, and it represents an important part of our recent history. A country, Chile, is a country that hides secrets, under a raft of alleged progress. There are still members of government now, politicians and influential civilians in different power spheres up to date, who were part of the Colonia Dignidad circle of friends and protected Paul Sheffer directly. I believe that reflecting upon this place may help to put for a necessary and urgent, for me, review of recent history, not only for my country, but for all other countries where similar situations have been allowed.
So do you feel like you're kind of part of a generation of artists, of filmmakers who finally actually can talk about these things and revisit this recent history?
Yeah, I think that. Because for many years in Chile was very difficult to speak about some topics, you know. The dictatorship in Chile ends in 1989, but for all the 90s you cannot talk about that because it was very polarized, everything. And now I don't know if you know, but this Sunday in Chile we will have the new election for president, and one of the candidates was very close to the dictatorship and also all these people in Dignity Colony. So it's very, very tough, this kind of topic in Chile until now.
Matthias, let's talk about style. As we mentioned earlier, this film explores really heavy topics. So is it challenging to achieve an acceptable balance? Because on the one hand, you don't want to sugarcoat what life was like in the colony, but on the other, you don't want it to feel like an exploitation either.
For me, the interesting thing was to express the daily life at Dignity Colony. I never wanted to make a film a typical historical basis through a story film. No, for me, the main goal is express the atmosphere there. So I was very interested in the daily life in Colonia Dignidad, the private life, from the beginning of the project and the screenwriting. It was very important to try to transmit what happened there, not only plot-wise, but also on an expressive and sensorial level. For that reason, the situations are created as if they were a constant theatrical staging. I don't know if I say correctly. Theatrical staging, like mise en scène, given that the settler experiences every day a unique world through their eyes, with no possibility of perceiving the outside world. I wanted to portray their existence through expressive fragments of their daily life on this enclosed world and the degree of control practiced by their leader. For example, the annulment of natural human behavior through constant indoctrination basing on fear, punishment, and torture. Many settlers born in this place knew nothing about a lot of subjects, such as sexuality, when they reached adulthood. So was very important for me put all this topic in an expressive way, not just make a narrative a film. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. It's a very intense film, so I was curious to ask you, what was the atmosphere like on the set?
Well, it really was very tough because this place it still exists, Matt. So now this place is a resort, an hotel, a restaurant. So it's open to the people because when Paul Schaeffer, the leader, dies in 2010, all the some of the settlers escape from there, but others decide to stay there, and they decide also open the doors and make a business about a hotel, restaurant, the German food, the German tradition, and here in Chile, too many people love that. And also tourists, international tourists that come to Chile to see this place, because all is the same, it's untouchable. All the chairs, the furnitures, all is the same that the times of Paul Schaeffer. So we had the opportunity to film, to shoot a lot of scenes in the real place. So when you see the film, you are seeing the original places, and shooting there was very tough for all of us, but also put something special in the mise-en-scène, in the point of view also, because we felt the air of the mystery, of the sadness, and everything. So I think that perspective is in the film.
So did it have an impact on the actors too?
Yes. For example, Hans Sichler, the German actor that represent Paul Schaeffer, he come from Germany, and also actress and other actors. Also, we had Chilean actors, but all them was very tough and also very interesting to work in the real place. Because the air, as I say, it was pregnant. The image, the movement, the voice, you know.
Speaking of working with Hans Sichler, the actor who plays the leader of this colony, I wanted to know a bit more about working with him on shaping this performance. Because again, like I was saying earlier, as this film talks about very delicate topics and themes and issues, I felt that his character was very important in kind of maintaining this balance of but still representing a type of madness, even in some case.
Yeah, the most important aspect for me in that character, it has to do with a reflection upon the manipulation of Paul Schaeffer through the creation of real staying. So he become a conductor, a theater, also a movie director. He built a reality based on fiction. And that was the goal that we decide together in order to prepare the performance between Hans Sichler and me. He, Paul Schaeffer, he created real movie production inside Colonia Dignidad, where the settlers were forced to portray themselves as hardworking, tidy, and happily living in this place, privileged to follow a road of help and benevolence towards the community. However, while those videos were seen by Chilean authorities and also by German embassy, the life inside the colony was one of complete slavery. For this reason, and for many years, this play was named the German Miracle of the South of Chile. So when I say this quote this sentence to Hans, the German miracle of the south of Chile. He told me, okay, the main thing here in Dignity Colony is the contradiction. So we can work from there. And for me it was perfect because Hans start build a character with a lot of contradiction in a way of he was a good man, but also a monster, and don't fall in a one-dimensional character. So for me, I think that his work was very good, and also Hans helped me to prepare and fix the dialogues in German. Because he also is, I don't know in English the word, he study the words, the language, and he come to Chile and he knew the real settlers that still live there, and he studied, as I say, the German language that they use inside the colonies, very different than the German language that the people use actually now in Germany. And he helped me a lot. So was very good with work with him.
Oh, Matthias, we are out of time, but, I thank you very much for joining us and talking with us about your film, A Place Called Dignity. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And sorry for my English. I hope you can understand. And I'm really glad for this invitation.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.